Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show. And joining me right now here in studio, very fine gentleman with Space Fish. You got to check it out online at spacefish.com. It's my main man, Damon.
What's up, brother?
Where's JC?
Where's JC? I know, right?
Where's JC
hey,
at?
You may be in for a treat next week.
Oh, is he going to show up?
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm just letting you know, you may be in for a real treat next week.
Don't tempt me. I haven't seen him since.
I know.
I don't know, the Major League Baseball playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, he's doing fine. I know. How's the website going?
Dude, it's going awesome, man. Things are going good. People are posting reports. People are posting photos. We have a killer giveaway right now sponsored by Sun State Pest Management, where they're celebrating 40 years in business. So they sponsored a win-a-free charter fishing trip with Captain Jim Ross, which is one of our local legends around here. Dude, and that thing is just going gangbusters. People are signing up left and right. So, man, things are rolling right now. And as this weather starts to warm back up, you know, because we're still getting a little of these, you know, fronts that are coming in and out, but it's not like those 3 or 4 weeks ago where we had those really cold days, you know what I mean? But we're still seeing these, you know, north winds kick up and, you know, cool downs, heats up, you know, cools down, heats up. So as it starts to warm up, dude, the fishing's just going to start getting better and better. So we're all fired up, man. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. Cobia season's right around the corner. People are already catching cobia out there on the wreck. So, dude, it's everybody's gearing up and getting ready to go, man.
I was about to ask you, what about the fishing report?
Yeah.
But did you just say it to us?
No, but so there's a lot going on right now. So, you know, all the offshore stuff, as you know, we talk about, is so predicated on the weather, you know, and there hasn't been a lot of good days to get offshore. And the same thing goes for this weekend. Like, you know, the wind's picking up. It's going to be blowing really good tomorrow. Seas are going to be high, you know, Saturday, Sunday, start to kind of taper back down Monday. So if going offshore, you know, this weekend is going to be really, really tough or almost non-existent, unless you have a big boat and you're kind of willing to brave the elements out there. But even then, there's still other stuff going on. For instance, like the inlets, you know what I mean? Down by Sebastian, the redfish bite, the snook bite has been good. So Captain Glenn Ross has had his guys on some real nice fish down there this week. One of the big stories right now is this time of year, you know, we get a lot of black drum in the lagoon and in the inlets and things like that. So a lot of guys are hooked up on some awesome black drum. And these are big fish, man. They're getting them around like the bridges and docks and drop-offs and you know, ledges, things like that in the lagoon, particularly around the causeways, you know. So, you know, there's a real good congregation of fish. You just have to put in the time to find them. But when you find them, dude, oh, my gosh, dude, these guys are catching fish, 40, 50, 60-pound fish, and these things are just tanks. You know, you hook them and hold on for a while, man. They're fun to catch. Steve Goff, actually, one of the our club members for the Florida Sport Fishing Association, which is the FSFA, was out day before yesterday and caught, a 40-pound fish on 10-pound test. And with our fishing club, it's pretty cool. There's like a point system involved. And so you can fish and catch points and the sizes of different fish on certain type of tackle. Like you get X amount of points on it. He had like a 70-point day. He caught a couple of these big black drum, and it actually bumped him to the next category in this like point system, which is like master angler. You know what I mean? So it's really cool stuff. But, you know, something that's overlooked a lot right now this time of year is sheep's head, dude. And, you know, these fish are fun to catch. They're good to eat. Kind of similar to black drum, but you're going to find them around structure. And they're funky looking fish. They, you know, they have, you know, stripes on them, but they have these funky teeth and they look like human teeth. And if you go to our website and you check out Dr. Jason Humans, his ad, you know, he's a dentist here in town. Like we actually have a sheep's head in the ad because it's got those funky teeth. You know what I mean? But what they do is they chew on stuff. So you always see those barnacles, you know, on the pilings, stuff like that. They'll go up and they'll chew those barnacles off and eat those little crustaceans that are inside. So what you do is you just kind of scale your tackle down, use like a number one long shank hook with a little split shot, and sand fleas, cut pieces of shrimp, fiddler crabs are a good bait, and you just fish them down by the pylons, man, these pilings. And these fish are congregated down there, and this is the time of year where the sheep's head fishing is like red hot. And people are killing it. They're just filling coolers full of sheep's head right now. So a lot going on, man, a lot of stuff to do.
That sounds awesome.
It's fun, man. It's fun. Sheep's head particularly, they're not an easy fish to catch because they're like bait stealers. Like those things are like the masters of, you know, nibbling your bait off your hook before you actually get them. So
how big are they?
No, they're decent sized fish. They get anywhere. I mean, they get pretty good size, you know, for that type of species of
fish. So don't put your hand in the water.
Oh, no, they're not. No, they're nothing like that. But they're fun to catch. They're good to eat, too. And just, yeah, it's, you know, like I said, a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of cool fishing right now.
Have you ever met a fish you won't eat? That's my question for you.
Yeah, there are definitely a few I won't eat, so.
I see that, but I notice a pattern with you. I've known you here for almost 2 years now,
yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, I'm going to catch that fish. I'm going to eat fish.
Dude, if I'm going fishing, man, I'm leaning toward, you know, toward table fare. I love going out and catching something I can bring home and cook up, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to go out there and target tarpon or other things that you can just go out there and have a field day with and, you know, big jacks and stuff like that. You're not bringing those home to eat, but they're just a ball to catch. So.
Okay, so any tournaments coming up here in the next couple weeks?
Yeah, so we do, as a matter of fact. There is I believe it's sponsored by Ron Johnson. I just saw it here recently. It's a paddleboard, an SUP, like a stand-up paddleboard tournament that they're going to be hosting. Sunrise Marina, with cobia season right here on the horizon, Sunrise Marina does a month of March cobia tournament, right? So it's like $25. It's so cheap to enter, and the tournament runs all month. So basically, biggest cobia wins. I think it's like $1,000, and it kind of scales down from there for first place. And, you know, but you have to enter, obviously, by the end of February. So if you're looking to do that, go online to sunrisemarina.com. They'll have the registration, or you can register in person. So that's the most immediate things coming up here in the not-too-distant future.
And then the next question is, you know, I'm going to ask you, as we're here with Damon with Space Fish, when are we taking the boat out, buddy? When are we doing this?
I know, man. I know. Like, I'm like Captain Procrastinator when it comes to you and I getting out of the boat. Soon. The weather's almost right, dude. You know, there's been a couple of opportunities that I've had that I've let slip by because of other previous commitments, but I'm ready. She's ready to rock, dude. She's ready to rock. T-tops, power pole, brand new trolling motor. My poles are rigged up, like we're ready to go. I just need to get you to grab a 12-pack of beer and meet me at the dock, and we're off to the races.
I can do that.
Yeah.
You bring the boat, I'll bring the beer. I think that's a trade-off there.
And maybe a sandwich.
Did you? All right. I like that. Was there some like boat show you went to, or when's that coming up?
No, that's going on right now. It's the Miami Boat Show. So
that's what I thought.
Yep, it's going on right now. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's one of the granddaddies. So I'm actually not going down for that. I thought I was going down and kind of just fell apart there at the last minute.
I'm sorry I put you on the spot. I knew it was coming
no,
up.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. Yeah, I had full intentions to go down, but it's just kind of weird how things kind of fell with my schedule. So it just didn't, and kids and all this other stuff as far as like last
Boo.
Week. I know, dude. There's just so many things right now. So it just didn't work out for me to go around.
And there's no right answer here. Is there an Orlando one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's Orlando boat. This Miami Boat Show kind of kicks off boat show season, right?
Uh-huh.
Because the spring, leading up into the spring, is where everybody is hot and heavy and they want to get out on the water because, you know, we're getting through these colder months. And spring is so beautiful to be out on the water because it's not 90 degrees outside. You know what I mean? You still get that true spring, a little bit cooler temperature, still in the
great.
mid-80s. Oh, yeah. It's just a beautiful time to be out on the boat. So people get, this is where it heats up, you know, so they always say buy your boat in the winter if you're looking for a boat, because that's when most people are trying to sell them, you know, come spring, everybody's looking to buy a boat and get on the water, so.
Well, we need to go to whatever the Orlando one is, we need to go to
it. I'm down, man, yeah, I'm down, we gotta do it.
Yeah, we need to broadcast from one of these shows.
That would be
that's
cool.
That's what we need to do.
That would be cool.
Yes. Yeah, now we're putting wheels together. now we're gonna make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a setup. All right, I'm going to make this happen.
I know some people, too, so we can make this happen. I know you know people. I know people. We can make it happen, dude.
Yeah, and we want to be, like, wined and dined when we're there as well. Beautiful women are showing up, showing us some new boat. That's what it needs to be.
Yeah, now you got my attention.
They're hey, aren't you on the radio? How are they going to see it? Don't worry about them. This is about us. That's what it's going to be. So check out spacefish.com for everything going on. Would you say you have some type of giveaway going on right now?
Oh, man, yeah, we have a good one going on. So for about another 45 days, you know, and then we'll shut it down, I believe beginning of April-ish, somewhere around there, you can win a fishing charter with Captain Jim Ross Fine Line Fishing Charters, and dude, he's bad to the bone.
I want to win.
He's a local legend around here. Him and his son, they do a killer job. They both run boats, and they both just put people on the fish, man. So go on spacefish.com, register to win that, and who knows, man? You may be the lucky person fishing with Jim here.
I want to win. I think I should be eligible. For everything I've done for Space Fish, yeah, I should win.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just joking. I hope one of our great listeners gets to win that, and you said 45 days to go on that.
About 45 days to go, yep.
Well, that'd be a great, great thing. I'm thinking of, I know today is Valentine's Day, even though I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't. Maybe as a single man, I just, whatever.
Oh, I've been reminded several times. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. So you have to.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to do? Do you have to take her out to dinner? What's the game plan?
No, man, we're cooking. I'm cooking dinner tonight, dude.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, no, it will be nice. I'm looking forward to chill out, and you can do that, but it's steaks on the grill and crab legs. It's gonna be a good one tonight, so we're ready to rock.
Someone's getting fed.
Yeah, someone's getting fed. That's right.
That's what's going on. And you both be passed out on the couch.
That's right.
I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I think this is one of the dumbest holidays. it's not religious. It's not some like American holiday where we're celebrating like Martin Luther King or the presidents, or it's not 4th of July or Independence. It's nothing. It's no religious. It's not St. Paddy's Day where there's like, you know, it's not Cinco de Mayo. There's no point to this holiday.
Are you poo-pooing love? Like, what is this?
Yeah, no. If you're a real man with real game, then you're treating your lady right every day of the year.
Oh, look at that. That's heavy. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Bringing it.
I learned a long time ago. All right, this is what I learned. When I have celebrated this holiday, it's like I go out and buy stuff. And then I notice, like, wait a minute. How come I don't get a gift? They're like, shut up, silly. The gift is you get me. Oh, that's right. I see how this works.
I think they're all taught that at 5. That's the response.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me.
No, so, yeah. No, I guess. This is where it gets good, right? So we're at Publix the other day. My son's 14. He's got a little girlfriend. She's a nice gal. And so this is where Valentine's Day gets just like, really? So we're there, and he goes, hey, Dad, can I buy some chocolates for my girl? And I'm like, you want me to buy chocolates for your girl?
No, you got to buy the chocolates.
He's like, yeah, man, I don't get any money right now. I'm like, so here I am, like, buying a box of chocolates for, I'm like, man, this isn't right. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to put the time in, son.
Oh, my God. So technically, you tell your wife you are buying Valentine's Day stuff for other women.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God. That guy's a player. Here's what your son's doing. He's learning young. He's getting other clowns to buy him stuff for women.
That's right.
Oh, man. So did he present the chocolates?
Today. They're being presented today at some point. Yeah.
What about?
We'll hear how it goes this afternoon.
Oh, we need him to call in right now. This is how this goes. What about your other son? What's his game plan?
Oh, he doesn't care yet. He's just not into. He's not there yet with girls.
He's more into video games.
He's into video games, his buddies, his sports. Yeah, it's coming though.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
You know what I like about that son? He's happy. Stay that way. He's got no complications.
Life's simple right now.
Heck yeah, man. You know what's funny? We need to tell him. His interests will never change.
Yeah.
It'll always be about video games and sports and hanging out with his buddies.
Yeah.
It'll never change. Ever. Oh, my God. Why could I not have been there at the grocery store when this conversation happened?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. I did pause like, what? Really?
You should have bought him like a bottle of wine as well. My God. So you're ready. You got the steaks.
Yeah.
What else you going with? The crab legs?
Yeah.
You got it all figured out.
Twice baked potato, possibly a salad. It's a spread, man. Oh. It's a spread.
I know you won't tell your wife later, Damon. You're like, you know, it's funny. Mark said today that I should treat women right every day, not just Valentine's. Like, so funny. Are you sad that football is over?
I'm very sad the football's over, yeah.
Did you see the XFL, though?
So here's the thing. I made a couple attempts to try to watch what I stumbled on, like, oh yeah, this is on. And I just couldn't get it. I just couldn't quite, like, engage, you know what I mean? I was kind of doing other stuff, too, but I was like, oh, football. Let me just kind of, I just couldn't quite engage. I can't really explain it, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, I know this sport.
Yeah.
It really makes you think when you're watching those quarterbacks play, you're like, Patrick Mahomes is really good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, really good.
Yeah.
Because he's
special good. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. So you're out on the XFL.
I'll give it another chance. I didn't really like prepare for like, hey, football's on. You know how you get.
Yeah.
Football's a mentality, right? You get in, you get into it. Like I just wasn't. It was like I stumbled on it. I wasn't prepared. I didn't even know it was coming. So I didn't really give it a fair shake. So I think at some point I probably will sit down and attempt to watch a game.
Will the XFL finish their first season?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. I read an article the other day on them, and apparently they're very well funded, from my understanding, as opposed to
the
USFL, the other AFL. What was it that folded? Or
AAF. Or
AAF,
whatever.
Yeah, all those, yeah. So
you could be funded all you want. You got to make a profit.
Well, dude, it goes back to like the restaurant theory, right? If it's not entertaining, and people aren't going to watch it. If it's not good, people are going to watch it. It's like a restaurant. I tell people, I don't care if you have the most beautiful restaurant ever. If the food stinks, you're not going to stay open, right? I don't care what you put into it, you know, but you see these little hole in the walls that like sling good stuff, and they're just people out the door that can't wait to get in there and get a sandwich. And you're just like, the product's got to be good. That's the bottom line. So we'll see. Jury's
out. That was fantastic. It's like some Tony Robbins stuff right there. That was awesome.
It's about food. I'm passionate about food, as you can tell.
Where is your restaurant? I would go there. I know you've thought about this.
So
I know you have.
Coming up, like some of my first jobs in the restaurant industry, and a brother-in-law that is still in the restaurant industry, people don't understand. I have tremendous respect.
Oh, I do too.
You know, it's the you live it, breathe it. 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, it's just an unbelievable thing. Now, don't get me wrong. My brother's tried to convince me several times to open up a restaurant with him, and I'm just like, there's no way, dude. You've never done it. You have no clue what it takes to run a restaurant successfully. You know what I mean? So, as much as I've toyed with the idea in the past, because it has crossed my mind, it's just not in the cards.
Let's get back to Valentine's Day real quick. All right, let's go to this.
Oh boy.
What should I do? So I don't have a special someone in my life right now. What should I do to pick up the slack? Should I go hit the dive bars tonight? What should I do? Like have a GoPro on my head, make sure everyone has updates of what's happening.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Should I be picking up all the garbage? What should I be doing exactly?
Oh man, I guess tonight would probably be pretty, a good night to get out and hit it, huh? Get out on the town, you know?
That's right. Gonna keep this clean, so that's all I'm gonna say.
Get your pack of Marlboro Reds and go.
Here's my game. Marlboro Reds. So I got a birthday party. My buddy TJ's turning 40, so he's like, "Look, we're gonna hit iDrive in Orlando. We're gonna have fun." So it's funny. It's all these married couples with kids. They're all my age. So this was the actual comment I heard the other day. You know, Mark, we don't get to go out like you do. We would just come and go as we please. Where we just hit Orlando, we hit here. So we're going to go do it. You're coming with. Let's go. So I think the game plan tonight is to finish my taxes. Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Be a good boy, finish everything, and then go hard Saturday and Sunday.
There you go.
Is that okay with you?
I think that's a good plan, man. I do. I think that's a good plan. Lay low tonight, then hit it hard on the weekend. Why not?
I know. Everyone's going to be making sweet love tonight, and I'm going to be sitting there finishing my taxes like a good boy. That's what's going to happen. Now he's laughing. All right. So this weekend, should we go fishing?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, offshore is going to be tough, obviously, like I said, with the wind, you know, the weather. But inshore, the lagoons have been producing some pretty good fish. So, yeah, get out there. The surf is going to be, you know, when it's rough, it's hit or miss in the surf. It depends on how bad the current's ripping right now. I know in Satellite Beach where I live, they're doing a beach renourishment, so it's all muddied up, and you're not going to want to fish that part of the beach. Go south. As a matter of fact, one of our contributors actually posted a report yesterday. He surf fished the last couple days, and up north he did decent on whiting, but he went further south down by Sebastian and actually got into some pompano. So there's some pompano along the beaches right now as well. They're catching them, but you're going to want to go a little bit further south for them. So yes, get out and fish. The inlets, the lagoons, just offshore is going to be tough.
Awesome stuff. Spacefish.com is the website. My man, thanks for your help and have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.